For this week's edition of The Arts here on Radio Prague, I've come to a tiny little studio in a basement in an apartment building in the area Vršovice in Prague 10. And the basement and the studio belongs to an artist who calls himself Svetia. Now, Svetia is a multi-instrumentalist. It means he plays a number of musical instruments. You have an incredible array of instruments hanging on the wall here. Just take me through some of them. This, I believe, is a banjo. Is that right?
Yes, sure, banjo.
followed by some flutes.
Some flutes of different regions of the world.
Where are these from, these flutes?
It's from Slovakia, some from Africa.
Can we hear some?
Yes. For example.
That's Slovak, right? And that one, the one next to it, is African.
Yes, this is something like a bamboo stuff.
Then next to there, you've got a classical guitar, semi-acoustic guitar, a bass. Right, next to that is something very, very strange looking indeed. What on earth is that?
Okay, this is something like a, really, I don't know the name, but it's a some kind of a Afro instrument, a natural instrument. You can maybe know the sound of from Scottish pipers, but it's really.
That's African.
Yeah, that's African.
Okay, and next door to that is.
Oh, what do you have? Still, it's a rebab, it's from Egypt instrument, and the rest is something like a small harmonium I received from my sister from Sardinia. It's a really, really strange instrument. That's the problem that it's impossible to see it.
Yes, I mean, it looks like a lot of bamboo pipes kind of tied together. How on earth do you play that?
Yeah, this is a really strange way of the playing. When I received it, I didn't know how to play it. I just tried to a lot of ways. And after I just find a way. Mm.
Very, very strange indeed. And on the floor here is the instrument that perhaps you're best known for. This is a fujara, which looks to me like a long piece of wood.
Exactly, it's a long piece of wood. It's a big pipe, something like big flute, with a special wood. I don't know the name in English, I'm sorry, but you can just find it. And it's a really traditional, unique instrument of Slovakia.
So this is a Slovak mountain instrument, the fujara.
Yeah, exactly.
How does this sound?
I can just. Which is one way of playing, and the second way it's something like a really quick blowing, which is really typical playing on this instrument, which start the song, for example, this way.
Fantastic. You must need very good lungs to play this instrument.
Yeah, it's really necessary just to don't smoke or just infect.
And then further round the room, again, another stringed instrument. It looks like a huge balalaika or some stringed instrument, but it's not, is it?
It's called mandolin cello.
Mandolin cello?
Yeah, it's a double four strings tuning in the octaves, which really. Great sound.
Right, rather sinister sound.
I'm sorry, not from this instrument on the wall is not tuning, because yeah. I will tune it where I will need it record.
Sure, yeah. And then further round we have a banjo.
Yes, it's a typical guitar banjo, very known in all the countries. This is quite interesting.
This instrument. Is quite interesting. This is a saw. Don't yes. tell me you play the saw as well.
Yes, exactly. It's a normal saw from I don't know.
From a hardware shop.
Yeah, from Hornbacher, I don't know what. And it's a.
You play it with a bow, I see.
Yeah. I can just play a little few notes.
Fantastic. That must be a lot of fun to play. Tell me then, Svetia, which instrument did you learn first?
First, I was something like a typical guitarist, starting with the 70s with the folk songs, and after buy my first electric guitar, so big hard rock guitarist, then and so on, blues, jazzy. And after I start to find a working, start to working with the sounds and make my own compositions, so I just realized that not only guitars and the basic instruments like drums, bass, I don't know, keyboards. It was something like a basic stuff, but I needed more colors, you know. From one side you can use it by synthesizers, but from second side it's very chemically. So for this reason I'm using the natural color of the instruments, because the sound really gives you the power of the live record.
And do you have any idea how many instruments you can play?
I can tell you what I'm not able to play, and of what I'm use my friends, musicians, classical instruments, saxophone, trumpets, violins. So I could learn, but it will take time, and for this reason that I want to just record, so it's better for me just put notes and put the score to the musicians that they will record for me.
Right, well, Sveta, thank you very much for inviting me here into your studio and showing me some of these instruments that you play. We're going to end the program now with a composition by you. It's on one of your CDs. Tell me what this is.
We can just choose the genesis. It's this winning song for this USA songwriting competition. I was just thinking about what was on the beginning. Like God said, it was the word, and what's the word? It's the sound. So I was just trying to connect all the instruments from around the world, put it together in one song, and build some composition.
And how many instruments feature on this song?
Oh, it's about 70 instruments.
70 instruments from around the world.
You can just, every listener can try to recognize which instrument and which era.
Okay, fantastic. So this is Genesis by Sveta. Sveta, thank you very much indeed.